Welcome back, everybody. Very excited again this week about this podcast. It's all about goal setting and how that is a critical part of team building. Now, a few weeks ago, we spoke about team building, and if I'll just recap about that specific podcast, which was a solo podcast, and today is a solo podcast again. So you're just having me on the show. Hope you're having fun. All right, so the previous podcast about team building, we spoke about five things that were quite important when you need to build your team. The first one was, how well do you know your team? So getting to know them a lot better. Then the second one was using all sorts of tools to get to know their strengths. What are they really good at? What are their geniuses? Then we spoke about, how do you do such a team building event? How do you facilitate that event? How do you actually go about and doing it? We spoke about, fourthly, the preparation, and how do you prepare and what do you prepare for that event? And we also spoke, finally, about feedback. How do you use the feedback that you are getting to make the team stronger and a lot more productive? So one of the key aspects of that team building event is goal setting. And why is goal setting such an important aspect of building a strong team and getting to know your people a lot better? And that's what we're going to touch on today. We're going to talk more specifically about short-term goals, medium-term goals, and long-term goals, and why they are important in your team's lives, but also for you. Were you leading the team, or for you, if you are the owner of the business, how does that enable you to have a much better business and a much better performing business? All right, so let's dig into this one. So firstly, and I'll be practical, when we had our team building event a couple of weeks ago as a team for this year, I asked the team, each team member, to write down before the team building event, a few days before, their personal and business short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. So for their personal lives and for their business lives, in all three areas of short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. And what are short-term? So short-term is typically this year, or you know, the next 12 months. Medium term is like 2 to 5 years, and long term is like 10 plus years. And during our team building event, they would then, not before the time, but at the event itself, each member would share with the rest of the team what their short term, medium term, and long term goals are. And you will be surprised as to what that opens up in the learning and getting to know each other a lot better. You can explore that. You can ask questions. You can ask deeper questions. So like peeling the onion, you want to get to know them better and why this is important to them. And for a lot of people, they actually don't have any goals that they've written down for a while. They're just living life, just going to work, earning my salary, doing my thing, going back home at the end of the day, join the family, to repeat that 300 and whatever, 20 days a year, however many days you work. And that is a reality for a lot of people. And I know that's not, most likely not a reality for you, because you won't be listening to this podcast if it wasn't about self-learning and you've got some goals and you are listening to this because you do want to grow and you do want to become better. But for a lot of your team members, that may be a real thing. And many of them wouldn't have considered writing their goals down. We sort of have them in our minds. And there's a very important step in writing them down. When you write your goals down, you actually it's a part of a creative process where during that creation of your mind and your thoughts and your fingers touching that pen and looking at your book or your journal and starting to write on a piece of paper, that's a very creative process. And there's something uniquely, which I don't understand why it's like that. I don't know why and how it works, but I know for a fact that when you start writing things down, there's action that gets your brain to function differently and your thought patterns. And you start thinking about it a lot better and a lot more detail. And once you start writing it down, it's sort of as if this is going to happen. I'm going to do this. And for a lot of people, they've never done this. They have goals. They've got New Year's resolutions. And they have never actually sat down and really thought about, what do I want to achieve this year? And what do I want to achieve? How do I see myself, my life, over the next 2 to 5 years? And what about 10 years from now? Is it owning a home? Is it building a business? Is it having some passive income? Is it getting that degree or that qualification? Is it just learning a lot more, doing coursework, that you can be better at your job and the skill set that you need? And that has been a fantastic learning for us as a team, that you can, as a team, that you can learn from one another and have a deeper understanding of what's important to them, their families, their lives, their personal lives. You know, maybe you learn something from their children or from their relationships, and you will be surprised when you find out what they are going to say at that session. And you can just have it as an informal session as well. I mean, there's nothing that prevents you from not asking them in an informal setting at a barbecue or whatever, do you have any dreams? Do you have any goals that you are going after over the next year or more? Simple question. And you will be surprised at the answers you get at times. But I want to come back to the business and maybe your goals as a leader of your team for your area that you are responsible for, or for the business that you are leading. You have plans as well. And you have goals for that business, or you have a vision for the business, where you want to take the business. And if there's no alignment between your goals and your team's goals, if there's no integration, if there's no overlap, you're going to find it very difficult to have a motivated team. You see, when my personal goals, if I can see my personal goals being enabled by working in this organization, then I'll buy into working harder and putting in the grind required to be successful in the workplace. If it means that I can do whatever, a course, or in my personal development, I would like to become a specialized draftsperson or whatever that may be, and that can be through the business, then I may do a little bit extra at work. But if there's no alignment, if I cannot see my life linking up with this business, it's going to be very difficult for you as leader to get that person to do a little bit extra. And in a lot of cases, you will discover that, and this is the tough part, where this person does not fit in to the organization. This person should not be in this industry or should not be doing this job. And it is also, it's helping them to get clarity on what they need to do for the rest of their lives, or a decision, a key decision that they need to take. But I found that in most cases that people's individual goals, personal goals, and life goals do link up in most cases with the organization. And if they can see that link and you can help them discover that link and find the overlap where there's mutual benefit, they will be a lot more productive. They will be engaged at work, they will do their best, and they will actually enjoy it a lot more as well. Because they know they're working towards something. It's not just coming to work every day and not making a difference. So that's it for this week. It's a really short podcast, but I do want to leave you with another tool that is so important in team building. And I found this tool very, very useful. And I also discovered a lot from my team. So make sure you get to know your team better by understanding their short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Leverage that to have deeper conversation and build trust with them and understand them better. And you don't have to say anything. You can just ask questions, ask deeper questions, and get to know them a lot better. That will build trust. It will improve the organization. It will improve you as a team. And you will have so much fun discovering people and what they're all about. Thank you very much for listening this week. Thanks for watching. And you must have fun in your mining. Cheers.